Coventry's harrying and chasing has been exemplary, and Speedy leads the chase out. Free kick against Bennett for that. And off the touchline and into the ground goes David Speedy. And there really is no need for this.
Clock Stand Podcast. Hello everyone, welcome to the Clock Stand Podcast with me, Ian Todd. Hope you're good. A lot of people know us from other sort of podcasts I do, like comedy and cult TV and stuff, but another passion of mine is Sunderland AFC. First game was a long time ago, so it's obviously been something that's always been a thing in my life. So the Clock Stand Podcast, Clock Stand is where I used to stand. We moved about a bit in the early days, but the Clock Stand was more of a kind of permanent home at Roker Park, so I thought I'd call it the Clock Stand Podcast. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter if you want to let us know your memories and stuff. So first up, my first game at Sunderland was on May 13th, 1989, and it was against Leicester City, and we drew 2-2. And for some reason, I always thought it was 3-2 to us. So I actually had to check that on online to work that out. But in my head, we'd won. It was the last game of the season, and it was like a reduced amount and stuff for kids. I think that's why my dad took us to see what I thought of it, because he was already a Sunderland fan, and he'd been years before. I wasn't going to say the glory years, but he was, you know, he was there for 1973 and whatnot. Yeah, so I'm talking to you on the back of Sunderland not getting taken over, and it's been it's hard to think of how bad it was with David Moyes. You know, it was a pretty depressing time. But being a Sunderland fan, you get kind of used to it, to be honest with you. That, you know, it's almost like, yeah, we've got a level, and I think the Championship is probably what we're really used to. Proper Sunderland fans are, you know, we're used to kind of people who are a bit rubbish, like Buxton and stuff, you know, so Simon Grayson doesn't really fill us with excitement, but hey, you know, we never know. He might get us up, and then we might do a Watford and keep swapping managers constantly as soon as we get up. We just don't know. But yeah, this is going to be a bit more of a nostalgic podcast rather than talking about the modern, because we've got some really good podcasts like the Roker Report and stuff like that, you know, which are all very good, but very the now. Basically, one of my best memories when early on was staying up late to watch the 1990 playoff highlights on ITV with Roger Thames doing the commentary and the pitch invasion, where Newcastle couldn't cope with the fact that we'll win 2-0. And it was a great iconic blue top as well. Marco Gabbiadini, legend, obviously. Eric Gates, you know. But yeah, that team just stood out for me. I love that team. Rube Agaboul, Tony Norman, people like that, you know. I had proper fullbacks like Hardiman and Kay, you know. But the stadium, like, I suppose it was a natural progression because that's where football was going, you know. And it was sad to leave Roker Park. I remember the final game. Where it was like the last ever game, not a league game, it was just like a special game, and it was very sad, you know. And you know, the atmosphere, the kind of smell of smoke and pies and stuff, it was there. And then later on, when they took the tops off your bottle in case you threw it at someone, stuff, you know. I also remember I was going through my old programmes, and I found that in England B International Roker Park, where Marco played as well, and random games. We don't get enough random games. We played Torpedo Moscow in a pre-season friendly. You know, we need to bring them back. Random teams playing at the stadium. We don't play enough friendlies at the stadium, obviously, anyway. And we're obviously playing Celtic soon. But generally, we need more Torpedo Moscows and stuff, you know. I think the early like heroes of yours will always stick with you. So mine was Marco Gabbiadini and Gary Bennett. I think I've met Gary Bennett, and I didn't know what to say. You know, it was a Roker Report event in Sunderland, and it was just, you know, I thought I'm going to sound like a dick, whatever I say. So I just got an autograph and got out there. But it is fascinating to think of, like, you know, pre-season friendlies now. We just go straight on something news now or something and find out what's going on. But back in the day, you used to have to ring club call and stuff like that, you know. And you know, we're playing someone in Ireland, you know, some random team in Ireland, and oh, what's the score? I have to ring up Club Call and stuff, you know. It was a good racket, so you're fair play to Club Call and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely the people that you first ever games, same with national teams and stuff like that, you know, Gary Lineker and people like that. But with Sunderland, it was always first times for me was always like Marco Gabbiadini and stuff, and Gary Hours, you know, and Gordon Armstrong and stuff. I liked stuff like Kevin Phillips and all that, but it wasn't my kind of first team, you know, that I have got into. But in the next podcast, it's going to be about the worst Sunderland team I've seen, and that's not a dispute, because it's going to be a best team as well, because we have had a lot. I've spent a lot of time texting family and friends and whatnot, trying to work out, can you remember him? Remember him? How bad was he? So yeah, I've worked on a team. I've worked on it over a bit of time, just because I don't want to miss anyone out. You know, doing a bit of research to remember some crap players, look through some Sunderland history books and that. So that's the next one. So it's at Ian Todd 82 if you want to tell us your memories of Roker Park and whatnot. It's the Cluckstand podcast, and that's hashtag on Twitter. So thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Cluckstand podcast.